No hurry. When you're ready. What if you're a long way from home and it's your birthday? Godfrey. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Godfrey. Happy birthday to you. I don't know, church is not what it used to be. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I agree with that, brother. Yeah. Yes. Good. We're going to take a time in this first session. We've only got a shorter time and we have a coffee break. And then Terry's going to come and share with us after the coffee break. But in this time, I think it would be good if we share together, worship together. But can we just take a couple of minutes to maybe hear? I was very struck last night when Abu shared with us about the difference between being in the lines of communication and opting to go into the front line. It really resonated with me as being a kind of outworking or application, perhaps that's a better word, of this call to battle. I don't think any of us would say that we weren't engaged in the onward advance of the kingdom under him in a battle. But it represents a different positioning, something more engaged, more active. Is it not? You know, you need the supply lines, but supply lines on their own, yeah, you don't win the battle. So, yeah, I think it would be good if the particular things which God has said to you, can you share them with us? You know, yeah, like maybe Stephen. I mean, just, you know, inviting you if you'd like to volunteer. He'd kick off. He'll kick off, and then let's get anybody else. I'm really, really interested in your life story, but I'm not really wanting to know it now, you know. And if your cat got healed, well, that's wonderful, but I don't care. I'm really quite focused, and you know I've got a limited attention span, so I'm really quite focused on this change of position. God has said something to me, and this is how I've responded. Anybody at all in that category? Oh, yeah, well, the most righteous ones amongst us will be those who come to share. And none more righteous than Stephen, who is first, who will briefly, sharply, and directly...
I don't know about that. I'm not very brief and sharp.
I'll help you.
Oh, thank you. It's good to know that I'm, you know, that you're behind
you.
Me and yeah, you're with me all
with
the way. That's
beside
great.
Beside you and on top of you.
Cool. Well, where do I start? No, this is actually, it's quite tricky for me to share, actually, just on the very basis of what I'm sharing. God has spoken to me. He's spoken to me over a number of years and months or whatever. He has told me that I'm to lead his people by worship or playing and the like into his presence. And that's something that he has gifted me with and that I am to do. What's been holding me back, what the vultures, the lies of the enemy, and what's tricky for me is that for me to even say that now appears to me to be arrogant and kind of, if you know what I mean. It kind of is tricky because I know it's something God's gifted me with, but to put myself in the limelight and put myself at the front and put myself in a position where somehow I've got something special that is supposed to be different from other people doesn't feel right in something in below. But if God said it, And if God's put me in that position, it's him the one that's there, and it's him the one that's shouting through me, then that's what it is. So, yeah, that'll be
it. See, all the rest of it is intimidation. Yes. You can't do that. Fancy being that. Come on, Nathan, we're going to just... Yeah, get on the way.
I tried.
Now, Lord, upon this recognition of your word, upon this confession, we now pray the outpouring of that release in the name of Jesus. And we come against the intimidation of the enemy.
Yes, God.
And Lord, upon this standing of believing with heart and confessing with mouth, we ask now, Lord, that you would anoint this release in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? You can do it from there, Sue. Yeah, you can stand up. I'll tell you what, bring a mic over here so Sue's not got us off. Somebody else?
If people ask me what I lead, and I don't know exactly what to answer them, because I'm the husband of Simon, who leads a men's group, but I believe that I'm here because God's brought me here for a purpose.
Thing, isn't it? You might not be able to detail the purpose, but I know God has called me. Yeah? Anybody else? Yeah, it doesn't have to be exactly the same, but where there's been a move of position, a recognition that God has said something, a dealing with the lie that you believed. Anybody else want to share with us? Thank you, Richard. Can you see that we got quite encouraged, quite excited, didn't we?
Yeah.
Don't you hold back, because you might be denying us that little moment of joy in our otherwise miserable lives.
Oh, wow, look. the lie that... God put his finger on was about me believing that things will never change in a particular situation. That's it. That's going to stay the same. So but I felt God said, no, trust him.
Yeah. That's a very, very important thing. Listen, guys, that it can never change. There's no hope. Yeah, that does not come from God. Yeah, really important. Yeah. Somebody gonna have to move. Oh, well, thank you, Harry.
Yeah, I think for me the lie that kind of I was believing was that I kind of needed to achieve stuff to be good at stuff to be validated, and I think that kind of, particularly in taking up the younger youth, just kind of meant I kind of had taken on kind of doing a lot of it just kind of by myself and forgetting the awesome team of leaders that I have around me, and so I think the real change that God's put in me this weekend is a heart to really equip and build up those the peer leaders, the leaders around me, and because God's got awesome stuff for each and every one of them, and instead of just kind of yes, I can do this myself, actually how can I be imparting stuff to these peer leaders and building them up to be the people that God wants them to be.
That's great. Thanks, John. I don't think we've got time for the clapping. Just say hallelujah. And look, isn't that interesting? Let's catch this, guys. There's Stephen, and the work of the enemy was to intimidate him. No, no, how dare you think that? The very opposite with Owen. Yeah. I can do it. But actually, no, I've called you to be part of something else. See, we have to understand, this is not just natural stuff. This is we're dealing with and destroying the lies of the enemy. Good, come on, guys, come all up here so we can just... And no pressure, no rush, you've all got maximum of 30 seconds.
So a lie which I identified yesterday when I was we were chatting in group, which is for me, but I think it's also for us, which is, this is not it. So I was thinking back to all the years since I was 20-something and first came on Leaders Weekends with Doulos, and you hear what God's bringing, and year on year on year, and I don't want to start believing that we're not going to see the things that we've dreamed for. And, you know, the whiff of something that we catch and then it kind of blows away, and the little dreams that God's put in our heart, whether that's for family or breakthrough or his presence or whatever it is, but this is not it. And that's a good thing, because God is going to do it, do so much more. But I think we need to help each other hold on to that as well.
She took 20 of your seconds.
Okay. Yeah. Similar thing, which I shared yesterday, is this it? Will things change? And I feel like God's saying he wants to touch my imagination so that I can have a fresh expectation of what God's going to do. And talking to Godfrey on the way up about the things that they're seeing, the God moving in the supernatural. I don't want to, like Avril's supply lines, I don't want to just move things around to make things better for people. I want to see hope for people, and that can only be a supernatural thing that God does.
Yeah. Tasting in the present of that which is to come. Instead of the enemy determine our imagination, letting God determine our imagination. The hope that was set before, you know. I wonder what it will be like. I look forward to that. When this happens, when that happens, yeah. That's a good place to be.
I think the lie was this worldview that it's all about me. In that, when we come to worship, you're sort of like, oh, the presence of God, oh, that's lovely. I can feel it. But actually, God's reminded me, because it's something I've known, that the filling of the Holy Spirit through worship and through his presence is for purpose. And I think there's so much around us which is all about how I feel. If I feel okay, it's good. But actually, God's calling us to, you know, lay ourselves down for each other.
I think the life for me, which has been going on for a long time, is one that actually I'm not good enough, and that my involvement with things or people is actually a negative thing. And if something goes wrong, then it makes me feel particularly bad. And I'd always known that was a lie, and there'd been an aspect of battle in it. But I think over the last few days, particularly through that verse in Isaiah about the coals and God anointing us to speak good news, I feel as though God's given me an ability to combat that in a more effective way, so it's not something that I'm carrying around, but it's given me the ability to silence it.
I think the lie for me was, I always felt like I was running after God and he was running away from me. And I always felt like I needed to catch up to him, and if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, then he will slip away from me. But I guess God really showed me that he has been leaving clues for me to come to him. And when I felt discouraged, he keeps encouraging me to come to him. So that in a way is not him running away from me, but it's him calling me to an adventure. And that has been really, I think, exciting, coming to that realization. Yeah.
we're slipping over the 20-second rule.
There have been manifestations of fear in my family, and God revealed to me that this fear that comes from things, God is freeing my family from it, and that fear is to be replaced by fear from Himself. I thank God for that.
Thank you. 20 seconds.
Yeah, I heard. I'll try.
No,
okay.
No, you will succeed.
The lie that I felt was that I am not enough, but in Jesus, I can do all things, is what God was saying. And I've seen that, so I'm not enough. It's stuff like, I'm dyslexic, I've got a jippy hip, therefore I can't. No, God says, when I'm involved, you can do whatever I tell you.
Am I allowed to?
No.
Super concise.
You've always got somebody that's trying it on.
The first thing is, number one. So I've been feeling quite frustrated in terms of seeing people in our group meet with God and feeling like we really felt a strong sense of don't want to force conformity and just doing things because you ought to, but we want to see people meet with God, but feeling, I think the lie was, there's nothing you can do about that. And Richard's word about as we sacrifice, we bring others into God's presence was just like a light bulb of, that is so simple, but so true, and there is so much that I can do, and it just, it's completely changed how I'm thinking about it. And number two, God just showed me when we were thinking about the lies and the vultures that, like, I write a lot of things and publish a lot of things, but I often do it in a very anonymous way, because I think there's a fear that maybe it might affect another area of my life, or I might be seen as unprofessional, and I feel like God's just saying, no, you need to completely own your voice, because I'm using it to speak. So.
That comes into the category of moving from the supply lines to the battle line. I will be me in all truth at what God says. Can you get the significance of that? These things have very varied application, but they are each application very, very real. Yeah.
God has been revealing to me some lies that I've been believing about my marriage, our marriage. Particularly where I would always think that Phil had the better ideas and he knew what he was talking about, and I'd...
that was a terrible lie.
To the point where... I wouldn't be putting forward things strongly enough, or I'd be like holding back because I thought, well, Phil said this, so it must be, you know, I'm not even going to go there kind of thing. But that's something that God's revealed to me, is that actually we are equal within our marriage, and that he's given me stuff to bring to our marriage as well, and I haven't been bringing that, so I'm sorry, Phil. And so, yes, I'd say that.
Okay. So, Phil, I'll fix your session for some marriage counselling. Okay? Right, after Rachel, you've lost your chance. Okay, for now.
Okay, for me, vultures and lies, it came to a head really with me being in hospital, where God actually re-met with me. And it's been a distraction. I've not been following with God, I've not been listening to him, I've not been reading his word, but he met with me in such a powerful way that some of you already know. And that has just re-energized me and re-kick-started me, and that today is, I don't go away from here and not do nothing about it,
because I'm excited for so many of you that I've prayed for, you know, and so energized that God has got so much to do that I will start doing more and more and more, you know, and just getting involved because that's what he's got for me.
Amen.
Amen.
I know some people. I know that Gary. He could really. I can just look at him. Look, he's just really ready. No. Do you understand in English? 20 seconds. What's it in Portuguese?
I can to say. I think I'm telling me about. Before we come here, about the enemy attacks. And then, since we come here, the God's presence starts with us. Everything changed. And then I saw the picture James saw yesterday in the Lord of the Ring, when the people tried to come in to kill them, and then they couldn't find a way to walk. Suddenly the sunrise, and then this morning I'm start. God telling me to sing. There is power in the name of Jesus. And then suddenly I come out. I saw sunrise today. The sun said to me, there is big God presence with us. We have to carry on.
Amen. 15 seconds.
I think for me it was that I was a bit of a fake, and so about a year and a half ago God really spoke to me about worship and the youth, and I was really dissatisfied at how like their lack of engagement, or what I saw as kind of lack of engagement, and I've really tried since then to like do lots of different things, and I felt like it was really making an improvement, but then I just started to kind of doubt myself, and I was like why am I doing this? Like, I don't really know what I'm doing. And I think that lie of like I would stand there and lead worship, like you don't know what you're doing, you're a fake. And I think coming here I've had such a fresh revelation of worship itself, and then Dave Fribbins prayed for me, and he felt that I have got a gift, and that it's not about me doing things for the kids. It's if I come here, sorry, and I go to youth or wherever I go, and I just give myself wholeheartedly to God, that people will see God in that, and it's not about me doing things with them, that they will see and be entering the presence of God that way.
Excellent. Don't forget, the devil comes to the meetings. Yeah? And the accusation can be just as real. Like Georgie was saying, yeah, you're faking it. You're making it up. You don't really mean it. And the lie, the accuser of the brethren. And we just have just as real in saying, no, no, no. You're looking a little surprised. Yeah. Yeah. The enemy comes to the meetings. Yeah. Oh, you've got big doctrinal problems, haven't you?
So my two things was a vulture and a lie. They're connected. I recognise that God's gifted me to work with children, and I work in a school, and when Richard was talking about what has stolen your peace and what's your obsession, it was that I've become obsessed with a particular year group, and all the time I feel like, and on Friday, it was a really bad day at school. And I had a moment in the playground when I felt like that's got to change. But it was only when Richard talked about what steals your peace that I thought, it's that, that's a volta, that's stolen my peace and my pleasure. And then I was, in our group, we were talking about it, and I felt like, I said, well, I don't want to be a curse, I want to be a blessing. And then I realised that's what I'd believed, that I was becoming a curse and not a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah. So easily done.
God quite often speaks to me through nudges, but I think I've seen that I like some nudges more than others. So a nudge to visit somebody isn't a great... I mean, it's a sacrifice, but it's not that difficult. But a nudge to stand up here, for me, is terrifying. And I want to do, listen and obey all the nudges, not just the ones that I like.
Yeah, that's again, you see, the difference between just being in the background of the supply line and actually coming, I'll do what you say, not what I feel comfortable in doing. Yeah? Amen. Praise God. All right. Let's take a little time in worship. Julie, come and share that thought with us. And then let's stand together right now. Julie, you're going to share this, and then we just
It's helpful, Julie. Make your notes and leave them on the chair. God's been speaking to me about delight. His delight in me. Thanks, I know that bit. His delight in me. And we know, we share, as a church, our big thing is, you know, it's about the heart. We understand that. But that's up here still, isn't it? And he's saying to us, make delight, his delight in us, as we receive that and acknowledge it and allow it to come in, his delight in us, make delight and our delight in him be the thing that steers us and motivates us, be the thing that actually brings us into new behaviours. If you like, Julie in any way is a self-driven perfectionist. You go home and you think, what do I need to do to keep on with this? What do I need to do? I need to pray more. I need to have a Monday. I need to organise. I need to do. And then I fail and then I get discouraged. And God is saying it's not about discipline. Discipline comes out of delight. Nurture the delight of God and allow that to call you in and let discipline manifest itself as a means to an end. Don't go away from me today and think, I will put this in place and that in place and I will do that and get back into all the doing that Avril was talking about. It's responding to God's delight in us. Yes, in worship, but allowing the Spirit to call us and to woo us and to live our life from that place.
So, Lord, we receive that. And it's now, Lord, our desire. Just to delight in you. Just to experience your love. Just bathing us and drawing us. Hallelujah. Let's lift up his name.
His banner over us is love. His banner over us is love. His banner over me is love. His banner over us is love.
Here I know,
Solomon. Here I know. sing of his love, his great love. Sing of his love, his great love. We proclaim the love of God poured out for us, poured out for the world. Hallelujah. Kiranalahe. Kiranaho. We trust in your love, O Lord. We trust in the unfailing love, the love of the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hear your people, O God, hear the cry of their heart. Hear your people, O Lord. Let your spirit come. Let your spirit come. We love you, Lord. We proclaim your name from everlasting to everlasting. He is to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. His holy name, for he is great and greatly to be praised. Here I am. Here I am. Hallelujah.
I know that.
Received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. Thank you, Lord, for this supreme sacrifice. Lord, we just focus, remembering you, what you've done, in the song that we've sung, in the scripture that we've read. And now, Lord, as we just share the bread and the wine together, we ask, Lord, that you would grace again this time with that special presence as we speak of who you are and what you've done. Let's take a time. Please help yourself to bread and wine. Share with one another. But share very specifically. I am part with you, joined, because of what he's done. Because I am partaker in the body, blood of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. Yeah? So, I think we'll just, Richard will just maybe play over something quietly, but it's not easy and the practicals, but you know, we follow one who wasn't ever determined by what was easy or what was practical. Something far, far more important, and that is the privilege of recognizing and celebrating that we're joined, because we're not in a club or even in a church. We're joined through something that's far, far greater, that we're members of the body of Christ, family of God, joined together as an expression of who he is, as we're one in him. Thank you, Lord. So please make your way, share the, is it over there? Yeah. I tell you what, Naomi, let's move some of the bread and cups over that side so we can go both sides, yeah. Okay. Praise God. Make it a very real time. There's not a time for chitter chatter. It's a time for very specifically, hear what I'm saying to you. Hear carefully what I'm saying. This is a time to express one to another. I'm part of you. I'm joined to you. We're one in him. Amen. Mm-hmm. just go to one or two people. There's not time to go to lots of people. Just express that. Stand together and give thanks. Okay, let's join back together.
Overflowing.
No weapon can harm me.
weapon can harm me.
I won't fear.
I won't fear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I am not alone. He's my comfort, always holds me close. He always guides me. He always guides me. Mountains and valleys, joy is refreshing,
restores my soul,
restores my soul.
Hallelujah. Mercy and goodness,
mercy and goodness, give me assurance. His glory face to face. Hallelujah, I am not alone. He's my shepherd. He goes before me, defender behind me. I'm
alone.
Hallelujah. Every minute, every moment, hallelujah, in every situation, in the valleys and on the mountaintops, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, 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 thank you, Lord.
What a faithful God.
Yes.
What a faithful God is He. Faithful in all His ways.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Never hallelujah. Leave us nor forsake us.
Mm. Let's just bask in His love. It's not a striving, it's not a... He draws us in. He receives us. Remember what Judy shared with us, it's a delight. It's not a discipline. It's a delight. We love you, Lord. Lord, we can't help it because you first loved us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not alone. He is my comforter. Always holds me close. Oh, hallelujah. Let's just tell him that we love him. Let's just speak it out. Let's just use our own words. Say, Lord, we love you because you first loved us. We're made for this. We're designed for this. We're at home in this. This is our appointed place. Close by your side. Because of your precious shed blood and broken body. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
I love you, Lord.
Yes. Lift up.
And I lift my voice.
Worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy.
you, Lord, for all your goodness. But especially, Lord, for this work of restoration. Lord, we're restoring hearts made alive to you. Where you're restoring us to our true position. Not in the supply lines, but in the battlefront. Where you're restoring us to be to the glory of your name. Not out of our effort, but out of a delight in you. You capture our hearts. You soften our hearts. You move upon us in ways which are beyond description, beyond emotion. Lord, ways which we can never explain other than to say, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. We'll take coffee and then come back together at 11:30 and then Terry's going to share with us. Praise God. Speak of the goodness of God one to another as we take coffee together. Amen? Yes? Yes, John, I've heard what you say. I will do it.